This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden departed on the first foreign trip of his presidency Wednesday, touting strong alliances ahead of summits with G7, European, and NATO partners before a face-to-face with Russia's Vladimir Putin. Biden told reporters as he boarded his presidential plane Air Force One outside Washington, his trip would make, quote, clear to Putin and China that Europe and the United States are tight. The 78-year-old president is headed first to Britain for a G7 summit, a meeting of the group of seven wealthy economies. He will later visit Queen Elizabeth at Windsor Castle, fly to Brussels for summits with the NATO military alliance and the European Union, then finish up in Geneva where he meets Putin next Wednesday. Google's parent company Alphabet said Wednesday it will build an undersea cable to connect the United States, Brazil, Uruguay, and Argentina to bolster regional internet connection capacity. The cable, called Fermina, will be the longest in the world, going from the U.S. East Coast to Argentina, according to the company. It claims Fermina will improve access to Google services for users in South America, such as Search, Gmail, and YouTube, as well as Google Cloud services. The announcement comes amid a surge in demand for internet and cloud services as the COVID-19 pandemic has pushed more work, shopping, and entertainment online. Albania's parliament Wednesday impeached the country's president for violating the constitution and discharged him from the post. Final approval lies with Albania's constitutional court within 3 months after a parliamentary investigation found the president violated the constitution with a so-called biased approach against the ruling socialists during April's parliamentary electoral campaign. This is VOA News.